Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for this little short segment and the next, former Congressman Bob Barr, author, researcher, libertarian presidential candidate, BobBarr.org, LibertyGuard.org. He's been on the front lines exposing the expansion of the war on terror, the attack on our liberties, and the TSA and all of the horrible activities they're engaged in. Now, Congressman, I'm even seeing mainstream media say this is a federal unsworn police force doing things FBI can't even do. They have no statutory authority to stick the hands on the outside and touch the genitals, or inside, as you know. Now a federal judge has said it's that you have a right to have TSA. They upside down put their hands down your pants at the school proms in Santa Fe. They're announcing a rollout on the highway, streets, roads. The infrastructure is being seized. What's your overall view of where this is going?
It's outrageous, and if Americans don't do what you and many of your listeners have been doing by setting the example, and that is to stand up and say not just no, but hell no, then the limitations on government and the protections for our privacy and our persons that are embodied in the Fourth Amendment will be essentially meaningless. Just absolutely outrageous, not only what government and TSA in particular are doing, but what is most distressing is the number of Americans that sit back like damn sheep and accept this nonsense.
Well said.
Pardon my French.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, it's time to get angry. The Texas legislator voted in the House 138-0 unanimous to enforce the law and not let them grope women and children, or men for that matter. And then the Republican leader of the Senate, the Lieutenant Governor David Dewhurst, and there are state senators on record in the Dallas Morning News, you name it, that he said, don't let anybody know I'm doing this. But with the Justice Department, he threatened and lobbied, and the Justice Department put a letter out publicly, Congressman, saying they would blockade and have a no-fly zone over Texas if they did not back off of this bill. What's your take on that?
Well, I used to think that that the slogan "Don't mess with Texas" actually meant something, but I'm beginning to wonder now. They backed down on this. At least the Senate apparently did. I mean, it's ridiculous to let the government bully a state like this. No fly zone. The people can't fly in and out of Texas. Give me a break. I mean, how in heaven's name would they enforce something like that? Obviously, they couldn't. And if they tried, then Texas would stand up to it. They would have security at the airports. That would be probably, perhaps, certainly as good as, if not probably better than what TSA provides.
Well, what does that say about the mindset of the Justice Department and Janet Napolitano at Homeland Security that they would have a U.S. attorney send a letter just arrogantly saying, we'll shut down your air traffic? I mean, this sounds like how the Civil War started.
It doesn't surprise me, and I doubt that it really surprises you, Alex, or your listeners. I mean, we've seen this federal bullying by Republicans and Democrats alike for many, many years now. And I was hopeful, until yesterday, I guess it was, that Texas would finally stand up to this nonsense. But now, obviously, they've at least backed out for the moment, unfortunately. Hopefully, perhaps Congress. I mean, how is the Lone Star State's congressional delegation handling this? Are they going to fight for the freedom and the Fourth Amendment for at least Texans?
Well, that's the word, a headline yesterday. Powerful bipartisan group is forming in the House of Representatives to defund part of the TSA and defund the naked body scanners. As a former senior congressman, Bob Barr, let's talk about strategies that you could recommend to try to beat this, and where your FOIA requests have gone with Liberty Guard dealing with these political persecution lists reportedly that the TSA keeps on Americans. We'll be right back with Bob Barr on the other side.
you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
How would you like to rev up your metabolism and energy while lifting your spirits? Now a new healthy tea is available that will do just that, and it's called Zoom Tea. Zoom Tea was developed for a former welterweight boxing champion to increase his energy and focus in the ring. Zoom Tea is an alternative healthy pick-me-up that can replace coffee, common tea, or soda. Zoom Tea also helps remove radiation from the body, promotes weight loss, and is high in antioxidants. For a limited time, get our introductory price for a one-month supply of this amazing tea for just $20, or a two-month supply for only $35, and we'll pay the shipping and handling. Go to our website now and start feeling the healthy and energizing benefits from drinking Zoom Tea. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com. Or call toll-free 877-341-4769. 877-341-4769 today.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
BobBarr.com, LibertyGuard.org. He was the presidential nominee in 2008 for the Libertarian Party, senior member of the House of Representatives. Bob Barr is our guest for this one segment to look at the whole TSA situation. Congressman, why have you weighed in and started an organization and FOIA request dealing with the stand down of Thanksgiving and the reported secret political persecution list of the TSA? Why, for you, is the TSA such an important issue?
It's such an important issue, Alex, because it embodies what is happening to our Fourth Amendment protection, which is the Fourth Amendment being the essential privacy protection that we as citizens in a free society have or should have against unreasonable government intrusion. If there is a better example other than some of the nonsense with the Patriot Act, which we can talk about on a different day, which is very important, a better example of how the government does not give a darn about the Fourth Amendment than what TSA is doing, then I'd like to hear it. When a person, and I've had this happen to me, goes through to board a plane, first of all, I don't think they have any right or reason to, you know, look at my ID. That has nothing to do with whether or not I have weapons or explosives. But be that as it may, once a person goes through the metal or explosive detectors, unless there is some other reason, articulable reason, the TSA has to suspect that person posing a danger, they have no right whatsoever to search that person further and to say, well, simply because you don't want to have a nude body scan taken of you, you're going to have a groping, which used to be reserved for suspected criminals upon arrest or detention, that provides the reasonable suspicion is absolute nonsense. So the point is, if we don't stop the government here, based on violation of Fourth Amendment, then there really is not going to be very much at all in the future that we'll be able to stop the government from doing. That's why this battle is so important.
Also, a new video is out of a congressman on C-SPAN. A congressman on a recent flight said TSA patted down child, little old lady, but ignored a man in Arab garb. And that, of course, the Hill newspaper is also reporting that Paul Brown, Republican of Georgia, is saying, your state, well, I have to confirm, I fly quite a bit, and in places like Santa Rosa, San Jose, other areas, New Jersey, all I see is women and children. I do not see them. If somebody's in a wheelchair and can hardly walk, they go after them like wolves. If it's a baby, they check in the diaper. I've seen it. If it's a young woman, if you're wearing an Arab dress and a turban, and I'm not attacking those people and saying they should be singled out either. They're left alone. So this really just appears to be conditioning for the American people to have these federal goons. The FBI can't stick their hands down your pants without a warrant. How then can they do this?
Well, they do it because we let them do it. Because Americans by the millions say, oh, it makes us safer, or oh, I have nothing to hide, and therefore they like sheep, they let the government do this. The only way this is going to be stopped, I don't think it's going to happen through the courts, unfortunately. But we have to fight these battles through the courts also. The only way we're going to have any hope is if the people rise up against this and go to their members of Congress, go to their state legislatures, go to their senators, and demand that TSA be reined in and that the Fourth Amendment actually be given the power to protect individuals that it used to have.
Sir, looking at the TSA announcements that they want to be in high school proms, if you're a new listener, that's not a joke. In Santa Fe, a federal judge ruling that, well, we'll send them there to grope kids to make sure their rights aren't violated. It's just a bizarre Orwellian statement. Or TSA now actually in Florida, Texas, Massachusetts, New York, California are now setting up checkpoints on highways, not just bus terminals, and doing the groping and the hands and the pants. I mean, this is so off the charts. I can't even believe this is really happening. I mean, this is the Soviet Union didn't do this.
It's unprecedented. And again, if we don't put a stop to it pretty darn quick, the Fourth Amendment will have lost any meaning whatsoever. The same thing is happening even here in Georgia. TSA and Department of Homeland Security are setting up, I forget what the acronym stands for, the VIPR program, V-I-P-R, where they will set up roadblocks on major highways. Sometimes during rush hour, they will set up folks at train stations. You might have seen a couple of months ago this happened at the train station in Savannah, Georgia. And they will start conducting random searches of people, stopping trucks at truck stops, and, you know, supposedly looking for terrorists. I mean, utterly arbitrary, utterly nonsensical. But as you said a moment ago, and you're absolutely correct, this is conditioning Americans to having government be able to do anything it wants to them. It's not about security, Alex. It's about control.
Well, here's an example of that. I have been going down to Bolivar since I was a child, and I hadn't been in more than a decade, so I took my children there. And the ferry from Galveston to Bolivar, there's a road you can drive around a few miles out of the way. But I thought, let's take the little ferry. It takes about 5 minutes to go across. And when I pulled up, they had all the families out, and they search every car now and dig through your belongings before you get on the ferry. And then they said, well, you don't like this. We set up highway checkpoints now. And it's so asinine. And then with Dominique Strauss-Kahn, they have a new bill in New York State that all of the hotel maids must wear emergency necklaces because one guy might have tried to grope somebody. So the idea is the government will keep you safe from everything. Well, the government can't keep you safe from everything. And every time government claims it's going to do that, historically, congressmen, aren't they a government tyranny always the greatest threat to life, liberty?
It certainly is, because they have a monopoly on legitimate power in terms that they define what the citizens can or cannot do. It's the typical government reaction, whether it's about guns, whether it's about prescription drugs. For example, we just had a bill in Georgia that was passed and signed by Republicans, of course, that now sets up a database of prescription drugs. The reason for this is, well, there are these folks out there that abuse prescriptions. Therefore, in order to make law enforcement's job easier to catch these few scofflaws, we're going to inconvenience and invade the privacy of everybody that gets a prescription filled. And people just sit back and say, oh, it makes us safer. Well, it must be okay then.
And now with political hit list, we know medical records have been used by presidents and people. Now, if any of these cops without a warrant want to know exactly what I'm taking, exactly what my wife's taking, exactly what my children have taken, this is one of the most sacrosanct privacy areas there are.
And it's, I don't know how it is in Texas, but in Georgia and down in Florida, it's Republicans. I tell you, Alex, without exaggeration, Georgia's a perfect example. When the Republicans get into power and control both branches, both the executive and the legislative branches of state government, they impose more controls and invade more of our liberties than the Democrats did.
And that's what was so wonderful about the Texas situation, the unanimous 138 vote in the House to criminalize what's already criminal with the TSA, but start prosecuting these molesters. To have Republicans and Democrats come together for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and then have the Republican David Dewhurst, a Bush-Karl Rove protege, kill it in secret, and senators have gone public that he said, keep this secret, I'm doing this. What's your view of something like that?
It's highly unethical, certainly. It ought to outrage the citizenry. It ought to outrage the governor. I mean, what does Governor Perry intend to do about this?
Well, Senator Dan Patrick, next senior Republican senator under Dewhurst, is the one blowing the whistle, and others are now in the papers saying, oh, yeah, Dewhurst had federal lobbyists with him and was threatening everyone and saying they couldn't pass it while publicly saying he supported it. I mean, if that isn't a new level of political treachery, I don't know what is.
Well, it's political treachery and political cowardice as well, and I'm delighted that you're standing firm on this and bringing light to this, and hopefully many, many of your other colleagues in the media will be doing the same. And I hope Perry does something. I hope he doesn't just cave into this.
Now, we've only got a minute left. I ran out of time. Your FOIA request, you told me privately you're getting ready to sue if they don't answer your FOIAs. Speak to that briefly. And then also Homeland Security saying they won't show the statute where they have the authority to stick hands down pants.
The TSA is an agency with the support of its parent agency, Department of Homeland Security, that believes it's above the law, very honestly. And Congress needs to step in and rein it in. In the absence of that, what we're doing at Liberty Guard, www.libertyguard.org, is going through the Freedom of Information Act, which TSA is fighting. And it looks like we're just trying to get some basic information on how all of this, these scanners and the groping is being conducted and so forth, and under what authority they're refusing to divulge it. And it looks like we'll have to go through the court system, and we'll need people's support for that.
Absolutely, and now we learn Congress wanted the radiation readings, and then they gave them fake ones. I mean, these guys think they're God.
Oh, they do. I used to think that being a lawyer that the most powerful people on the face of the earth were federal judges once they get the robe, and they're kids compared to these folks at TSA and Department of Homeland Security.
Congressman Bob Barr, thanks for the update. Look forward to having you on soon, dealing with the Patriot Act and your upcoming lawsuit. Thank you. We'll be back with your calls, folks. Stay with us.
You've heard a lot lately about zeolite, but what is it and why do you need it? Zeolite is a beautiful, complex, crystalline structure that encapsulates radiation and odors. ZeoKing Zeolite naturally eliminates radiation poisoning your body may pick up from x-rays, security scanners, or nuclear fallout. ZeoKing flushes environmental toxins absorbed from smoke, cell phones, and chemicals, so it detoxifies heavy metals including mercury, lead, and cadmium. ZeoKing Zeolite helps boost your immune system, allowing your body to balance itself and cut off food supply to cancer and parasites. Order your ZeoKing Zeolite now from ZeoKing.com for only $39.99 and receive a free month supply with every order. Call 888-402-6779. That's 888-402-6779. Or visit ZeoKing.com. That's ZeoKing.com for natural elimination of radiation poisoning.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Gentlemen, if the TSA is able to do what they're doing and similar governments are doing things in Europe along these lines, it's over. This is a complete end of any due process, any Fourth Amendment, total power grab. And more states are fighting. Texas is going to continue to fight. We're taking your calls right now, and I've got some other financial and global and military news I'll hit before the show ends, the broadcast ends. We're taking phone calls from the great lovers of liberty that showed up yesterday between 2 o'clock and 11:30 at night. in the hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. I mean, there were people just milling around everywhere. Biggest our crowd ever got, the Statesman counted, said it was about 100. That's running around the Capitol. We split up into different groups. More people were coming in constantly. Again, some media estimates 300 to 400, but this was just spontaneous boom in their face. And it was so exciting. And we went down there because we learned that the bill had been sabotaged when they had 30 out of 31 senators. Unanimous in the House had passed it. And we now know it was David Dewhurst. It's just unbelievable. And again, if he's for this, he should be public. He did this secretly. And there are senators like Dan Patrick that have called him out. Dan Patrick's the next senior under him. So the lieutenant governor is the leader of the Senate. And again, you can even look this up in the online encyclopedias. In Texas, he's really the governor. That gets confusing, but you got to take Texas government to understand. It's the only state that has it. He's bad news. I mean, this guy is bad news. You heard Bob Barr about these Republicans, and he's a Republican himself, how bad they are. How bad they are. It's just terrible, terrible that a bipartisan group did the right thing in the House, and this slime ball working with Obama did this. Shame on Obama, shame on Dewhurst. Remember, Dewhurst is a minion of Obama. Dewhurst works in secret with Obama against Texas and America. Remember the name Dewhurst, who worked with Klaus Barbie. You can't make this type of stuff up. Let's go to Mary in Texas, then long segment coming up. We'll get to Jennifer Corey, Ronnie Aaron, and others. Go ahead, Mary.
David Simpson, David Simpson, David Simpson. Everybody call his office and tell him what a wonderful politician he is.
He's a statesman, not a... Exactly. Go ahead.
Yeah, please, you guys, you know, call his office, support his team. Tell him how much you love him. Tell him how much you respect him.
Well, that's the thing about tyranny. That's the thing about tyranny, though, Mary. When they groped his two daughters, he got religion. Sorry, go ahead.
He seems like he is a very spiritual and honorable man. He is a statesman, and it's an honor to know that politician. Everybody call his office. Tell him how awesome he is, please. And call the Capitol. Tell him we need a special session. Call the committee members. Go down there and write handwritten notes. When you guys call and the hobbyists, who we are, not the lobbyists, when the hobbyists are in there, guess what we hear? We hear the damn phone ringing, and we hear them saying, yes, thank you. Yes, thank you. No, we're doing that. No, yes, we're doing that. All the time. When we were in Dewhurst's office last night about 5 p.m., that's when I got there. I got there at 5 p.m., and I stayed till about 4 a.m. What did we hear the whole time? The secretary answering the phone. Call in, you guys. Call in. Alex, thanks for coming to local events. Thanks for advertising local events. Thanks to Heather Fazio, who did so much research on this, and organizing and leadership.
Absolutely. I appreciate your call. I mean, we say thanks, but I don't deserve any thanks. I don't want my daughters and my son groped by, and people say, well, just don't fly. It's going everywhere. That's always been the plan. It's now happening. People say, well, just go through the body scanner. Folks, every time I've seen somebody body scan, they grope them on top of it. Do you understand that's a lie that, well, just do the scanner and we won't grope you? Baloney. Baloney. Let's go to Jennifer in Texas. Jennifer, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex. You know, I was listening yesterday, and I was just getting more and more furious. The adrenaline was just pumping through me. That the Senate would have no guts to call the bluff of the TSA. One thing that I haven't heard people say too much about is the fact that we have three major airlines headquartered in Texas, Southwest Airlines, American Airlines, and Continental. So
let me stop because I want to be able to hear what you have to say, Jennifer. Are you on a speakerphone?
No, is that a little better?
Yeah, that's better. Yes, there's three major airlines based here. They would have never gotten away with this call for a blockade of Texas. I mean, it is a blockade, a no-fly zone.
Right. So the fact that the Senate did not have the guts to call their bluff just made me so angry. And as I was listening to you yesterday, my husband and I, we got in the car and headed down to the Capitol. And we got there about 30 minutes before you did, maybe 45 minutes before. And I had on my Tyranny Response Team shirt, and my husband had on his 1984 Answer 1776 shirt. So immediately other people started coming up to us and that were just plainclothes people that also heard the call. And we formed a little group, and we went down to
Stay there. Finish your story on the other side, Jennifer. Then Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, and others. If you were there, 800-259-9231.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Extremism and defense of liberty is no vice.
All right, I'm going to continue taking some calls from folks that went down to the storming of the Texas Capitol. When the House did the honorable thing with a unanimous vote against tyranny, what else could they do against the groping of our poor defenseless children being trained to be victimized by people in uniform and discrediting everybody in a uniform? The state stood up and said no to them. The police, despite the fact that I was behaving like a wild rhinoceros, were very professional and did their job. But you should. Extremism in defense of liberty is no vice. As Barry Goldwater said, you're supposed to be mad. This is a normal behavior. They continue to push because we don't get mad. Our ancestors, for far less, and I'm not saying go there, hung people, tarred and feathered them, okay, rode them out of town on a rail. Because old-timers knew you let a bunch of scum in government start ruling over you, they're going to rob you blind. They're going to hire a bunch of thugs to carry it out on you. Our ancestors and every culture have gone through this over and over again. And your anger, your focus that they shunt off into sports and things where you care so much about your team's supposed to be your liberties, your freedom, your family. That's what all those energies are for. And I don't go out to a lot of demonstrations and things, especially where I'm around globalists. because when they're laughing and making jokes, as some lobbyists and some senators were doing, Kirk Watson locked himself in his office. I mean, I really almost start coughing up blood. I was screaming so loud. And that's why I did an hour and a half and had to leave. I know folks continue to show up in the hundreds off and on until the early morning hours. Now, going back to Jennifer, then Corey, Ronnie, Aaron, Mike, I want to move quick here now. Jennifer, describe, because I'm told even bigger crowds started showing up and infesting the Capitol with liberty to drive out the globalist roaches, the lobbyists that scattered like roaches when they saw us coming. Describe what you saw throughout the evening, people getting out on the gallery when they destroyed the bill past 11 a.m., past 11 p.m., excuse me, at night. What you saw last night being there?
Well, I was there earlier in the afternoon, and one of the main things that I found offensive is after visiting Kirk Watson's office, a group of about seven or so info warriors that we all kind of found each other headed to the Senate gallery doors. And they, one by one, as we approached the doors, they let each person in, and then they stopped me, and they said, "You can't go in there with that shirt on." And the shirt that I had on was a Tyranny Response Team shirt. So they let everybody else go in that was part of the group except for me, and I was told by the head of security that that was considered a protest banner, and if I wore the shirt into the gallery, that I would have to be arrested. So I didn't want to get arrested, so I backed down and just kind of hung out in the foyer there in front of the gallery until everyone else came out. So shortly after that, there was a wonderful woman handing out all sorts of pens and signs for all of us to make signs, and then we headed back down to the main foyer, which was right about the time that you were entering in, and of course we followed around with the crowd after that. But I think that the Tyranny Response Team shirts are very powerful, and that they're afraid of that message. So I definitely encourage anybody that doesn't have one of those, if we can have protests like this in the future where 50 or 100 people show up wearing those specific shirts, I think it would be really fantastic. And then I'd just like to say that for those that have never done anything like what happened yesterday, the adrenaline of participating in something like that is unlike anything that you've ever experienced before. I mean, who cares about going to the Super Bowl or other things that may seem exciting in life? If you're actually there participating in the overthrow of tyranny, what can be more important on this entire planet?
And not going and just holding signs and groveling. When they're trying to literally molest us, you've got to let these perverts, these criminals, these tyrants that want to break our will, let them know, scum, we're aware of what you're doing. We know you don't care about keeping us safe. You want to be able to get rid of our basic liberties. Everything this country was founded on. Jennifer, great to hear from you. Corey in Texas at the rally. Go ahead.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey there. Well, I just want to say I'll make it quick. You know, I was sitting on my couch yesterday, twiddling my thumbs, and I heard the call to go down and help out and speak my voice, and I hopped in the car and drove right down. And I just want to say to everybody that's listening how wonderful of an experience and invigorating that was. We went marching around the state capitol there and just letting our voices be known, and it just felt so good. I drove home just high on life and high on, it all, man. And I just
and
want
every
to tell
day can be like that because we literally routed that capitol. I mean, they describe it in the news that the booming chanting just totally took over, made the bill passage actually have to stop for a while. The politicians the senators were scrambling in fear because they know they've been doing wrong. And those senators are such cowards that when the House did the right thing 138 to zip, they were all going to vote for it but one, and that's Dewhurst, we now learn. And Dewhurst, with the feds, which violates state ethics rules, the media is reporting, with federal lobbyists on the floor, went around and basically threatened people and said, "You don't tell anybody I'm doing this." but you don't do this or we're going to have the feds shut down transportation. And we have the letter as well. I mean, Dewhurst is unbelievable. This guy needs to get out of Texas, much less he should not be our lieutenant governor. I mean, that guy makes me want to throw up.
I completely concur, Alex. I do.
What do you think of Dewhurst now, though? I mean, it's not just that he brought the feds in and did this, but he wanted to keep it secret.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I was having the thought that, you know, I think that there's far more good people in this world than bad, but it just seems that bad people seem to have the hand on the power and can sneak their way in and wiggle their way in to control us, you know. But there's enough good people out there if we just stand up and let our voice be heard, you know. And that's what yesterday was about for me.
Well, it's important for everybody to call Dewhurst's office, but also call other senators' office and say it's going to be a litmus test. And let it be remembered that Dewhurst secretly sided with Obama to destroy the will of the Texas House and the Senate and to violate the Constitution and Bill of Rights of the federal and state government, and that he is a deceptive weasel who one newspaper reported celebrated after its defeat and made jokes. So he has a hatred, such a hate of liberty and freedom and honor that he's willing to pose as a conservative so he can sabotage things and sit there and lie and say he supported the bill. I mean, is that not just sickening?
Low as low could be, man. It is sickening. You're right.
Well, let it be known, David Dewhurst is a Benedict Arnold. David Dewhurst is a deceiver. I mean, you notice folks that support this groping openly, I hardly even attack them. I just say they're wrong and they're tyrants. But he is a spy, and of course he is former CIA and reportedly worked with Klaus Barbie in violent overthrows in Latin America. Ex-CIA spook Dewhurst sabotaged anti-TSA bill for Obama administration. We have all the footnotes and links to it. And you know, these guys live in a world of deceit. Well, we know they're liars, so the game's over. I appreciate your call, Corey. Ronnie, who's been calling for years, finally met him down there yesterday. Ronnie was at the rally. Tell us what you witnessed, Ronnie.
Well, for one, I saw Lieutenant Governor Screwloose years ago at the meeting of a question and answer thing with and I asked him about the CIA, and he angrily shot me this evil thing. You talked about it earlier. He's evil. I mean, he radiates evil. Lieutenant Governor Screwloose. Anyway, are you there?
Yeah, so you mean Dewhurst. Yeah, Screwloose.
Well, yeah, Screwloose. I mean, he's got to have a Screwloose to think he's going to get away with this delusion.
So what did he say at the CIA when you brought the CIA up?
You know, it was a bunch of conservative guys, the Lake Travis Republican Men's Club, and he just kind of, you know, he just looked at me. He just looked at me with this evil thing. He just, yes, you know, he just kind of, yes, but how dare you ask me?
Well, it's not that he even was at the CIA. A lot of them are analysts, or you can look at their histories. He has a death squad history with Klaus Barbie, a top Nazi, admittedly, who was under the CIA control. And we have all the links to mainstream news in our article about it. So, of course, he doesn't want you to bring it up. I mean, this guy is a tyrant. And he thinks, because he's a smiley-faced fake Texan with a fancy suit, that we're all here to bend over, and that it's cute that pot-bellied pigs want to grope our daughters and sons. You know, Dewhurst, you're the one calling for this. You're the one pushing it. You're the one trying to basically urinate all over liberty. Well, we're not putting up with it.
Yeah, screw loose, I call him. But anyway.
Listen, I appreciate your call, Ronnie. And again, my point is, he's like a dog hiking his leg on the Constitution and trying to dominate us and trying to sneak around. We're calling you out, okay? You don't own us. Get that through your punk brain. Let's go ahead and talk to Aaron in Texas. Go ahead. You were at the rally.
Yes, thank you very much, Alex, for deciding to change your mind and get active again. And because I think you're a great leader, I've always thought that. And but please stay focused and keep doing it. That's all. I mean, one time is not enough. Man, are you willing to keep on keeping on?
What do you mean one time's not enough? I fly around, speak to groups of people, been to hundreds of demonstrations, dozens of black op gun confiscation drills. I've gone to Bilderberg. I've been arrested, detained, and people call me up and say, "You need to make your bones, boy. You haven't done anything." And I appreciate you saying I'm a leader. Look. Here's the reason I don't go to a lot of demonstrations and things. It's up to the citizens to do that. It's up for you guys to be leaders. And that's why I went and did an hour and a half, and then I left. I said, I knew more people were coming, and I said, you know, I mean, this is part of your birthright. I don't want to make it a cult of personality about Alex Jones. I want it to be a cult of personality about liberty and freedom and ideas, because ideas are bulletproof. Also, I get so wound up in public. I mean, if you were there, that you know that, I mean, it's a wild situation. Okay, and also I can electronically, in the time I go out and do a demonstration or something, and maybe have a little local media covered or something, and that's good for everybody else to do because in the aggregate it's huge, I can sit here and do radio, TV interviews, do special reports that reach millions of people a day who are new. And so I'm trying to spur the overall awakening. And you know, if I am a general in the fight for liberty, which quite frankly, one of the biggest generals out there after Ron Paul, then I need to be out there, you know, generally breaking down the enemy operations, not always charging around the field. I mean, I was a private a long time ago, and then I was a sergeant, and then I was a captain. And at a certain point, here's another issue. And when I have events or announce events or go to other things with a long-term position, that gives COINTELPRO a chance to get in position and try to manipulate it or deceive people or put provocateurs in, okay? Because a head's easy to cut off. A head is easy to politically discredit. That's why if I can spontaneously announce something and go do it, it'll be a success because they don't have time to maneuver their fake patriots into position to cause problems. Does that clarify things for you, Aaron?
Well, again, I just if you stay active in whatever measured way, it would be great. And doing the TV channel idea where you're like on a TV channel type thing, I think that's what you have going forward, right? That's really going to be a great idea. That's really the alternative media going more full-fledged with the full cornucopia of options for people.
Aaron, so overall, what was your view of what happened yesterday?
Oh, I just think it's the greatest thing ever because I know when you get these Texans riled up, they're going to do the right thing, the American thing. So I'm, you know, so happy about it.
God bless you,
Aaron. Action.
I hear you. Listen, well, that is why it was so empowering because we shook that place. We dominated the media. The media that was covering the House and Senate, dozens and dozens of cameras came, newspapers, and it's all over the world that people are resisting. And now it's in every major paper out there that I've looked at that Dewhurst is a sneaky little creature and that the Republicans were going to blame Democrats for killing this. Well, it was a Republican. It was Dewhurst with Obama. And so we've drawn them out. It's a big victory, big victory. We're getting fluoride taken out in cities all over Europe, Canada, and the U.S. Big victories. When we take action, we have victory. Not the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, tenth, 30th, 50th time, but you keep pushing. Resistance is victory. You are unstoppable. Let's talk to Christy in Texas who was there. Christy, welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can, Christy. Welcome.
Hello. We were there a little while after you got there yesterday, and my family and I, my two daughters and my husband went, and a friend of ours, and came in and heard the noise and found you upstairs. So it was just amazing. It was an awesome experience for the girls. And I'm
told that my voice, but then all the chanting, literally filled the entire Capitol, and it's giant. Rob said that he was in the chambers of the Senate and heard us three levels down just taking over the entire chamber.
Yeah, we were, you know, wondering where to go. And
well, you know what that is. That's why in wars, when a bunch of armies clash, there's this rah, because people are getting fired up.
Right.
And it was that rah,
right.
Totally
and
freaking
it
out. And it was like a song.
Yeah.
The cops were smiling and, oh, hearing it, wanting to join us. I could see it in their eyes. I mean, it was liberty, which is rah. And that's what freedom is. It was, we're coming for you. Pitchforks. Here, cops, take some. But it was figurative. And it's that song of liberty that will rise the spirit of freedom. Do you see what I'm saying?
It's a God-given thing. That is a right given by God, not by the government, not by the police, not by anybody. And it's instinctive and natural, and you know, anybody that knows that, it's obvious. But, you know, it was a great experience for the girls. They really wanted to talk to you if you have time to talk to them. We homeschool, and they're here right now, so.
Oh, were those some of the great children I met?
They were the two girls that we've got, a 13-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Well, I was going a little wild a few times. I'd look around and see children, so I apologize if I was rebuking some of the lobbyists and was acting like a frothing goblin. But sure, we're going to skip this final break so we have time to talk to them and the other folks that are holding. But bring your daughters on. How are you young ladies doing?
They're doing great. You know, they last night before we went to bed, my oldest daughter said, "Mom, this was probably the greatest day, the best day of my life." And, you know, I'll let her talk about that herself. But anyway, it was great to actually do something. We were listening and going about our day, and it was about lunchtime. And, you know, you said, "Come down here. I'm going down." And you don't have an excuse, especially if you live close to Austin. And she just looked at me and said, "Mom, we don't have an excuse." So I called my husband, and he said, "Yeah, let's go." And it just happened, and it was great. And they, you know, they both agree that we just need to do this more, and we need to, you know, just say what we believe and not back down. And, you know, we're just past the point of caring who doesn't like it and who doesn't agree, family or friends.
That's that spirit. That's the spirit of standing up, not being intimidated by the cops and the metal detectors and the surveillance, stepping through any fear, and then suddenly you're empowered and you realize you've got the moral authority. And it's that spark that can light the fires of liberty that will sweep these vampires aside. They will burn up like vampires at high noon. Go ahead and put your oldest daughter on.
Okay, her name is Rennie, and here she is.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. It was good to meet you. What did you think about what happened yesterday?
I was really proud to be a part of it, and I just thought it was amazing just to do something.
Well, you've got great parents that don't sit you in front of Apprentice and American Idol in this culture of death, and we need to reach out to more young people and to more parents so that their young people can experience the birthright of free human beings, not just Americans or Texans. Anything else that you'd like to add? What does your little sister think about all this?
I'm not sure what she thought, but we both thought it was just so cool to be with other people who know the same thing, because it's not that, it's rare to be with other people like that.
Well, the big secret is we are the fastest and largest minority in the country. We have much more than 5% that started and won the Revolutionary War, and we really are beginning to become the majority. We just haven't gotten together. This culture, this television culture, this fake culture they've superimposed has blinded people from their real human culture of liberty and freedom. And so we are the majority, and that's why getting out in public, talking to others, going to city council, speaking at the school board, that's where we're going to find the like-minded people and learn that we really are the majority and we have the right to not be servile slaves.
I agree. It was great. And here's my sister. Thanks for talking to us.
You bet. By the way, these are young girls. They're very well spoken. What's your name?
Hi, Alex. My name is Rustin.
How old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
What did you think of the event?
It was amazing. And like my sister and mom said, it was the best day of my life, just getting out there and standing up for our rights and doing what we needed to do. We've been needing to do this forever.
Now, are you the big sister or the little sister?
The little sister.
The little sister. Wow. What do you think of David Dewhurst, the Black Op Death Squad commander of Latin America, the Texas lieutenant governor secretly killing the bill under Obama orders.
It's pathetic. That's just not, that shouldn't happen. It's just...
Well, he's probably listening out there, so he needs to know, though, that the people are waking up. Well, I want you guys to have a great Friday and a weekend coming up, and it's just wonderful to see the young people involved. You've got great parents. God bless you. John, who's up next here? Mike in Texas at the rally. You're on the air, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was there. It was a wonderful, wonderful rally. I loved seeing everyone there, and you know, it was funny because as soon as we all came in, you could see people on the third floor coming out of their office, and everyone was sitting there staring at us. It was a huge event there. Everyone was talking about it. It was the biggest thing they've seen in probably for forever.
Because we didn't step and fetch and stand out front our little podium, and you know, they put the few thuggish DPS guys out there, kind of bugged their eyes out at you. Wasn't like that in the past. Instead, we're like, this government's in the wrong, this Senate are traitors, and we're here to expose the threatened federal no-fly zone over Texas. And we had the moral authority, and I've been watching the video, and it can't even capture it. That building was like designed for sound to just blast through it. And what was the sound like, the way that building was shaking?
So loud. I mean, it was unbelievable. I'm the same. I had the same reaction about those videos because it was unbelievably loud. It was just, yeah, exactly the way it would carry, the way everyone's voice would just carry. And you know, when we got right up next to those doors, Alex, yelling cowards, cowards, cowards. I mean, I can't even imagine what it was like on the other end of that. Those guys had to be just shaking.
Well, they were
run for cover or something. I mean, are you wanting to wet themselves? I mean, I don't know. I mean, and looking around, even at those guards were looking at us like they were in the wrong. Like even they were in the wrong. Like they didn't even want to be doing their job.
Well, because they're protecting a criminal group of leadership senators rebuking the unanimous vote of the House, which is unprecedented. And having the feds come in and say, we'll shut down all your air traffic. That's how the Civil War started. I mean, this is big stuff. And now Dewhurst is being routed in the Texas media. I mean, I read some of these headlines earlier that Dewhurst was sneaking around and doesn't want it known. And the Republicans are turning against him. Senator Dan Patrick is saying he won't support him for governor or U.S. senator now. And this is their Waterloo. And in the special session or the next session, we will win this thing. We will have Texas call the feds bluff. And this is part of America finding its legs again. I appreciate your call. You know, I'm out of time, and I want to go to Andrew and Eric, but I am just out of time, and I got to go on national TV. I got a lot of other news I got to cover. We have some special reports tomorrow. Aaron Dykes, Mike Adams, the health ranger, Paul Watson tomorrow, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., Bob Chapman, it's going to be jam-packed tomorrow with news and information. I didn't get to some of this news on the economy and Pakistan and some other key information, but we'll be able to track all that at InfoWars.com and PrisonPundit.com if you want to track that info and check it out for yourself. But this article about Dewhurst, XCI spook Dewhurst, sabotage anti-TSA bill for Obama administration is so important. We need to make examples of this guy. This guy thinks you don't see who he is. He thinks he operates off of your gullibility, off of you being nice and friendly and thinking monsters like him don't exist. Well, they do exist. And you got to stop being afraid of these vampires and say, you know what? I'm going head up against you. And I'm going over you. God bless you all. Retransmission starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.